Well, hello, my beautiful friend. Hi. You might notice I don't have any music at the moment, and that's for two reasons. One is because I am walking outside. I'm at my friend Trisha's in British Columbia, Canada. And that sounded funny when I said it, because it's usually just BC, and I don't usually say British Columbia. That sounded so odd. So I'm here walking. She has a beautiful labyrinth, and so I guess the music is okay. Well, the music was me crunching the leaves, which I don't know if you were able to hear, and then my dear friend Morgan called me, and so I've now been on the phone with him, and here I am back with you. The second reason that I don't have music is because I'm going to play for you. I guess this is my dear special guest today, who has kindly created a little audio for you, and she played some music, and I love that. I love that she had sent me an email about having done a. You've probably heard me talk about a sparkle stroll, and I was absolutely delighted to find out that Ren had done a sparkle stroll and sent me some photographs and had been exclaiming about how it felt. And so I'm going to be in just a minute adding that to the end of this recording so that you can hear her. Again, it's almost as if she's my guest, except they're going to be separate audios because she just created it for me to send to you. So hello, Ren, if you're listening, I hope you are. I loved your audio. And what I wanted to do before I played Ren's audio for you, part of the reason I brought myself down to the labyrinth to make this recording is because I myself could really use a sparkle stroll. I have been, and you know this because I've been talking to you about it for the last few weeks, just going through some hard stuff, not to mention the fact that I'm also very tapped into how hard things are for so many people. So I have some hard stuff personally, and I really am every day, just my heart open to just the horrors that are happening to so many people. And if not horrors, hardships. And so, to take my own medicine, as it were, I thought, well, you know what? I'm loving that I'm going to be sharing Ren's audio with you. And maybe I could also do an in-the-moment practice to share how, right, you know this, and I talk about this all the time, that this idea of pinpricks of light is not just an idea, it's a literal practice. So when my heart feels sad and heavy, what is it to take myself outside? And I'm saying myself, but I'm hoping you're also thinking for you. Where can you take yourself? And like right now, here's what I'm going to do with you is moment to moment. Tiny, tiny yellow flowers. They're so sweet. They're like popping up everywhere. I didn't even notice them until I decided to get serious about this sparkle stroll with you. Tiny little cute popping up from the ground yellow flowers. Mossy, not sure what it is, but it's like this beautiful, soft, yeah, I just touched it. It's soft green, mossy things. There's obviously, as you can hear, I hope, it's autumn here, which is so there's some beautiful yellow and red leaves on the ground. There's also, this is beautiful. This is a big old pinprick of light, which is these, rust fire colored. Yeah, I guess you could call them fire colored, and they even kind of look like flames. Some sort of leaf. And now I'm looking around to see, where do they come from? I don't know. Maybe these pines, there's some beautiful. So looking up, big, big, big sky. Huge, huge clouds over these mountains in the distance. Many, 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 many colors of green. And then these beautiful, let's go over, this will be a big pinprick of light, and I wish that I could actually transfer it to you because it's going to be a smell, but my friend, her farm, there's lavender everywhere. And even though it's not lavender season, I'm rubbing one right now. Oh, it smells so good. So comforting. It just reminded me when I did this that yesterday I was talking to my friend about feeling so sad, and she had suggested that I rub one of these plants, and that is a huge pinprick of light. It's amazing how smell can settle us, you know, to calm us, to soothe. And again, it's interesting to me, and I guess maybe there's a metaphor in here for me, for you, for anyone, which is that these lavender plants are not, you know, they're quote unquote dead, right? They're not in their purple summer brilliance, and yet they have this beautiful, beautiful scent. And that reminded me, which is its own pinprick of light. I think it was last week that I read you a poem by James Cruz. And what I might do, if I can remember this by the time I get back up to where I'm going to connect these audios, Ren's audio with mine, is that maybe then I will reread that poem to you, because it has to do with exactly what I just said about these flowers still giving off this beautiful scent. Exactly to do with that. And that is its own pinprick of light. And I'm hearing a little bird. So I hope that, you know, I don't know if you can tell, but even in those few moments of this little sparkle stroll, that it works. It sounds so funny to say it works, but because I know that it works, because that's why it's been my practice for all these years. But it's a combination of letting ourselves be really present with, you know, feet on the ground, where am I? And that's when I notice those little yellow flowers everywhere. So it's that, but it's also allowing ourselves to follow our curiosity. Oh, what happens if I rub this lavender plant, right? That kind of, and it's an intentional caring for ourselves. And I don't think that can ever be underestimated. So I think that's the place I'm going to pause and leave you and let you listen to dear Ren tell her little sparkle story and play you some music. And then hopefully I'll remember by the time I get back up to the house to, because that was a beautiful poem. And it's always good to hear them again and again and again. All right, so I hope that this has inspired you. If your heart is heavy for yourself, if your heart is heavy for someone you love, if your heart is heavy for the world right now and the hard stuff that people are going through, treat yourself to go outside. And you could do what Ren is going to tell you, which is she took photographs. You can always, that's a beautiful thing to do. Or like I did, which were just more like mental photographs. Okay. Sending you love. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is... Ren, I am making this recording at Sherry's request. So, like a little copycat, I'm going to play a snippet of Taylor Swift's new song called Opalite, and what she said when she was introducing it was, the song is about the juxtaposition of man-made gemstone, which is the opalite, as opposed to the opal, and the idea that sometimes happiness is man-made, and you have to kind of create your own. Okay, here we go. So that's the clip, and what I wanted to talk to you about, I am now calling my Opalite Sparkle Walk, because the song captures the feeling I had when I was walking, and I don't know if I set out with the intention to go on a sparkle walk, or if it came for me, you know, based on inspirations and comments that people have made about how fun it is to take pictures when you're on a walk. And so I'm starting a new routine for me, which is trying to walk Saturday and Sunday mornings, and it's really good for your body and mind. And so when I started out, I just felt compelled to open up my camera lens, because I saw so many beautiful things. First, it was the shape of a leaf and the color, and then I would keep walking and there would be like the twist of a tree trunk, and then there would be a rooster, literally a rooster, and just, I could not stop seeing sparkles. And then when I came to this point where the sun was shining on the grass and there was dew on the grass, it made me feel like I was Taylor at a Taylor Swift concert with all the sparkling bracelets, because like the grass was sparkling, and it was just an amazing feeling. And I hope you enjoy me sharing it with you.
Okay, well, thank you, beautiful Ren. I love that you were willing to make that recording, and more importantly, to really take care of yourself and go out on that stroll and play the music and take the photographs. And I love that you renamed it the Sparkle Opalite. I can't remember how you said it, but thank you for all of that. And it was delightful to have Ren is my guest today. And I did remember when I got back to the house to find this poem. And when I was talking to you about the lavender scent, even though it's no longer there, no longer really in bloom. This is that poem by James Cruz called Staying True. Though they've begun to shrink and shrivel, the echinaceas I saved from the killing frost last night still send out their honeyed scent, filling the whole room. And I think, let me be that stubborn, that reckless, with whatever time I have left. Staying so true to myself, I keep trying to make this world a kinder, more beautiful place, right up to my final breath. And I love that the Lavenders are also doing that right now, right? Making my day that extra comfort, that extra beauty. And hopefully, maybe by me sharing that with you, they were also giving off their own honeyed scent to you too. So I encourage you to, take care of yourself the best you can. Give yourself plenty of love and care. Find those pinpricks of light. You know, you don't have to be in a hard place to go looking for them or to have a sparkle stroll, of course, right? It can escalate the good feelings that you already have, or it can help. It can help. They can be stepping stones when things are heavy or hard. And sending you love. Bye-bye.